Masks will be required in all public indoor settings in the county when transmission is in the substantial or high zone. Right now, Pitkin County is way in the red, with a two-week incidence rate of more than 550 cases per 100,000 population. That means that as of 1 minute after midnight early this morning, the new order took effect. Everyone 2 years and older, whether vaccinated or not, is now required to wear masks in Pitkin County while working indoors, using public transit, shopping, entering restaurants and bars, even inside a gym or rec center. In addition to public offices, those that are private must also mandate masking indoors. There is one interesting loophole of sorts. Pitkin County Public Health will be giving exemptions to businesses and facilities that mandate proof of vaccination for all employees and patrons. The program is voluntary, and those businesses must apply to public health and be deemed an approved, fully vaccinated facility. Two of the largest employers in Pitkin County this week mandated that their employees get fully vaccinated as a condition of employment before winter sets in. Both Aspen Skiing Company and Aspen Valley Hospital will make full vaccination mandatory, SkiCo by November 14th and October 31st for AVH, according to the Aspen Times. Although COVID case numbers are high in Pitkin County, the death rate has remained low, with just the fifth COVID death during the pandemic recorded earlier this week. County Manager John Peacock revealed limited details about the death on Tuesday during a Board of Commissioners work session, saying only that the victim was an older person who was fully vaccinated. Meanwhile, the new public health order mandating indoor masking will stay in place for the foreseeable future. Only the county's COVID transmission rate dropping into the CDC's moderate or low category for 21 consecutive days will release the masking order. And if cases should then bounce back into substantial or high territory for 5 straight days, it'll be back behind the mask for everyone while indoors. Meanwhile, Garfield County's RE2 school district is implementing a mask mandate. For KDNK, I'm Morgan Neely.